Now, if you got your Bible tonight, turn to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter number 11. We'll begin reading at verse 28. And the Bible says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Amen. I want to preach tonight, if God will be my help for a little bit this evening, on this thought. What Jesus says here, learn of me. Learn of me. Now we see this, and if you go back and you look in this chapter, Matthew chapter 11, he came to, the Bible says in John 1, they came to his own received him not. They've already seen the Lord. They've seen the mighty miracles that he's done. They rejected him, and they rejected the miracles that God had done. You know, if we ain't careful, we get caught up in doing the same thing. We'll reject God in our hearts and our minds, and we'll reject the very miracles that he promised that he would do. He told the disciples when he's going out of here, when they was elaborating on the miracles that he'd done, he said that when he was gone, that they would do greater miracles than his. Amen? Because they would do them in faith, believing. Amen? He said, it's not going to be me doing, praise God. It's going to be God doing them through you. God's doing them, praise God, for us in the day and hour we live. We're seeing marvelous things happening around this world. We're seeing things happening in our families. We see things happening because of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of our faith in Him, what He is able to do. But we see here in the Word of God, as Jesus begins to tell them in Matthew, and now Matthew's he's preaching primarily to the Jew. And he's telling me, he said, I came here for you, for the Jew. But you've rejected me, you've rejected the very promises that have been offered from God. So what Jesus is about to do here, he's about to turn, if you will, a page of history, and he's about to point them in a way that they had never thought of before. The Lord Jesus Christ is fixing to show them. He's fixing to turn from the kingdom, the promise, turn them to that place of need for rest and peace in this world. Amen? Amen? Because he said you're not going to receive your king, you're not going to receive the Messiah, you're not going to receive the truth, you're not going to receive the kingdom as promised from God. He said, so you're going to need some help. And all those around you is going to need some help too. Praise God. We'll just jump up and shout right there, praise God, because that brought us in. That give us an opportunity to become a one of His little old youngins. Glory be to God. He come to his own, received Him not. Because they didn't, praise God, we can. I say tonight we are to receive the Lord. Abraham, receive Him for who He is and what He wants to do in our life. He said He come to give them rest. He come to give them service unto the Lord. I'm glad tonight He gives us an opportunity to serve the Lord. Amen. I want to say, hey, listen, it's not a burden to serve the Lord. It's a privilege to be able to do something for the Lord. It's a privilege to be able to lift up His name. It's a privilege to come to His house. It's a privilege to worship Him in spirit and truth. Amen. It's a privilege. It's an honor to be able to do that. And as we study this day, we begin to see it, amen. We begin to, as a Bible study, if you will, tonight, we look at this and we see what the Lord's speaking here. He's speaking about learning. He's speaking about instruction. And He said what we need to do is take the learning or take the instruction from God Almighty and from the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and take it unto ourselves for His glory. Amen. So we might learn of Him. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. It gives us that direction. He said, come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. He said, you don't have to work at it to get rest. He said, I'll give you rest if you'll trust in me. He said, if you'll come unto me, come to me, He said, I'll give you rest. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Hey man, it's just like taking a little grand youngin or something, and they're always wanting to get the papa and granna, amen. And you go to where they're at, praise God, and they see you, and they're like, papa, and here they come, amen. Hey, glory, and what a bless. But that's what God said. He said, if we'll just come like little children, praise God, when we see Him, when we recognize the presence of the Lord, we ought to just run to Him, just like little children. Run to Him with our arms up, praise God. Just run right into His arms. Amen. But you know what happens so many times? Church, we run away from God. Amen. We run away from Him. Because you know why? Because we're afraid to humble ourselves. We're afraid to come humbly before the Lord. But He said we have to come meekly, amen. So the Bible shows us here that we need learning and instruction so that we can be made fruitful, amen. And He says who we're supposed to learn of is learn of the Lord. Learn of Lord Jesus Christ. So our Bible is our school book, amen. And Jesus Christ our Lord is our teacher. He's our instructor. Every time that we get our Bible out, we ought to get our Bible out with the thought that this is our school book. Amen? Because we're all just little children. We're in God's school. Amen? He gives us a volume of the book so that we can know Him. So every time we get this book out, we ought to study it. And we ought to study it so we can see Him. Realize this is our school book. And Jesus Christ, our Lord, is our teacher. He's our instructor. He gives us our education. Amen? Praise God. He gives you what you need, amen, to persevere in this world. He begins to show us those things that we need to have. Number one, He begins to show us our understanding. What He does to us, He opens our understanding. Helps us to understand it better. You know what you got to do in order to understand this book? You have to understand, know the Lord of the book. Amen. Hey, so many people say, well, preacher, I just need to be an easier, it needs a different Bible because some of them just easier to read. Well, some of them just full of baloney. Amen? They're full of lies. A lot of things it's hard for us to understand that we don't want to understand. Like when He talks about sin and forgiveness, amen? We don't want to think about that. When we think about rebellion, amen. Well, some people say, well, see, it's just hold so hard to understand that. No, it ain't. You just got to say, Lord, forgive me, an old sinning, rebellion sinner. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Take care of that. That makes it all. Now I understand clearly what it said. Amen. He said to confess your sin, praise God, to ask forgiveness, to quit rebelling. Amen. When we do that, praise God, the Word starts to make a whole lot more sense to us. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, you can't understand it when you're living in sin contrary to the book. Amen. That's why a whole lot of the world, praise God, they're going along with the flow and why they don't understand it. But the Bible said we can understand it. Look over at Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24 in verse 45. Now, He's talking to them in verse 44. He said unto them, these are the words I spake unto you while I was with you. Now, this is after the resurrection. He said that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms concerning who? Me. Amen. Said everything got to be fulfilled concerning me. And then opened He their what? Understanding. That they might understand the Scriptures. So what happens here? He says, learn of me, know me. He says, in order to understand the Scriptures, we got to understand Jesus. We have to learn of Him. And He said, I'll open it to you so you'll understand me. He said, you'll understand who I am. See, I don't have a problem with who Jesus is. Amen. Went to a breakfast the other morning and I had a meeting and the lady got up to ask the blessing before we ate. And she prayed a pretty little sweet little old prayer. But at the end of the thing, because there was some different people there, maybe some politicians, she didn't end it in Jesus' name. Amen? They're terrified to end it. Amen, they can pray all you want to pray just so you don't say in Jesus' name. Amen? They're scared to death of that name. Why? Because He's a name above all names. Amen. And the devil don't like it, and the world don't either, praise God. But He said, if you're going to be one of mine, you got to learn of me. Amen. Amen, praise God. He said, I have the answers. He said, I'll give you the understanding. I'll open it up, praise God, so you can understand and comprehend it. Let me tell you what to do. Every time you get your Bible, you begin to read, just as you read from page to page, verse to verse, just start looking for Jesus. Amen. Amen, praise God. From Genesis to Revelation, praise God, it's all about Him. So from now when you study, He said, hey, listen, learn of me. He said, look for me. Every page, never I, ever dot, ever tittle. Praise, He said, just look for me and you'll find me. And it'll begin to open it up to you. You'll begin to understand it. It'll begin to make sense, praise God. from the beginning to the end, Lord God, it's Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And if you leave Jesus out, you ain't got nothing. You might as well fold it up and go to the house. It's just an empty book, a meaningless book. Amen. A bunch of words. Amen. If you leave out the death and the resurrection, which a lot of them do, it's just it's a falsehood. It's a debauchery. It's just a joke. Amen. Praise God. But amen. He said we got to have repentance in our life. Got to get right with God. Amen. Every one of us have to get right with God. I don't know why I keep coming back to that. Amen. Somebody here ain't right with God. Amen. Maybe it's me. Somebody here we need to get on our face a little more and say, God, forgive me, a sinner. Help me, oh God, to be what you have me to be. Help me to redirect myself. To redirect my thinking. So I don't break your heart. So I don't do those things, praise God. It's disrespectful to God. Right. Amen. Repent of our sin. Amen. You say, how do you do that? When you begin to understand. He opens our understanding. He begins to show us the things of the Word. He not only opens our understanding, but He opens our heart. Amen. See, that's where the action all begins. Look over at Acts chapter 16. Over in Acts chapter number 16. Just let's just start at verse 14. Very familiar story, the story of Lydia. Remember Lydia, a seller of purple? He said, a certain woman named Lydia, verse 14, Acts 16, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. You see what took place? Now, she was a woman that was worshiping God. That's good, right? And they ought to worship. You're going to worship. You ought to worship God. But the Bible said that she heard Paul and him preach it, that she worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened. You know what God did? He expanded under her the things of God. Amen? What happened is He opened her understanding and He opened up her heart. See how God works? He'll open your understanding so you can start to understand, and then He'll open up your heart and He starts pouring it in. Amen? And so you start getting that good stuff from God. And as God begins to open your heart and He begins to pour it in through your understanding, praise the Lord, it starts pushing out that old junk. Amen. It's time we had some understanding. It's time we had an open heart, praise God. It's time that we got rid of some junk. Amen. Let God pour us in, get us filled up, amen, with the good stuff, and you won't be having the bad. Amen. You know, you go down there to the gas station, and you fill your car up with gas, and if there's just a little bit of water in that thing, you'll get out there on the road and you start down there and that thing starts going ka-plunk, ka-plunk, ka-plunk. Amen. Praise the Lord. You don't want none of that water in your gas. You want that good gas, praise God, that'll burn a fire, praise the Lord, and propel you on down the road. Amen. We gotta have the good gas. We gotta have the good stuff the Lord's got for us. So we don't sputter along in our walk. Amen. I think there's some stuff in there, praise God. You gotta go get some of that water out, that dry gas, and put in there, praise God. That'll burn that old junk out. Let me tell you how to get rid of it. Just fill, praise God, that old bad stuff with good stuff. Push it out of there, praise God, for the glory of God. Amen. Open up your heart and just pour it out to God. Amen. Let Him clean it out for you. Amen. He said, learn of me. Bible said, verse 15, said when she was baptized and her household. See what takes place when you understand God and His goodness and He opens up your heart. I want to say it takes God to open up your heart. Amen. You can't open it, close it when you want to. It takes God to open your heart to the things of God. Amen. You can't just say, well, one of these days, you know, I'm going to get right with God, open up my heart and just let the sun shine in. Amen. That'd be all right if you could, praise God, but it don't work that way. Amen. It takes the Holy Ghost of God, amen, in your head to get your heart, praise God, to open your heart up so God can do a work therein. He said when He opened her heart, praise God, she was baptized in her whole household. And she besought us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained him. She said, "Boy," she said, "listen," said, "if you found me to be a person that's worthy," he said, "I'd like you to stay and continue this meeting for a little while." I said, "I don't want to give up what we got. Amen. We're having a good time in the Lord. Let's just continue to bless the Lord and call upon the Lord while we can." Amen. Praise God. So she opened up her heart. The Lord opened her heart. The Lord will open our hearts tonight if we'll let Him. Amen. And when He does, praise God, we ought to just run with it. Amen. Let Him have His right of way in us. Amen. Not only is He able, He's able to open up her understanding. He's able to open up her heart. But the Bible says, book of Revelation chapter 5, He's able to open up the seals. Amen. Revelation chapter number 5 and verse number 9. Let's just go back to verse 8. It said, "When He had taken the book, the four beasts, the 24 elders, fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and a golden vial full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof. For Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." So He said, "Hey, listen." He said, "Why not only does He open our understanding, not only does He open our heart, but praise God, He opens the seals, praise God, that lets the things of God come in. When everything's sealed up, when nothing can happen till God says so, I'm glad we have a Savior today that's worthy, praise God, to open up the seals and allow God to work in our lives." Amen. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad you're not sealed up no more? Amen. Sealed up from the presence of God, but I'm sealed up in the presence of God. Sealed by the Holy Ghost of God unto the day of redemption, unto that blessed day of the purchase of God to be with Him. And one day in a little while, youngest, are we going to lose gravitation and go with Him in heaven? To be with Him in glory. Bless His holy name. What a day that'll be. But then you know how we get there? Through Jesus Christ. That's why He would say to learn of me. Amen. Now He's talking. He said, when He says that, He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Jesus says to learn of me. Now this is the living word. Amen. That's a speaking. Amen. Christ, the living word. And He's asking us to do one thing. I got to hold this other day over in the study. I'm about to hand me a spell. Jesus is asking you and I to do one thing. And that one thing is to learn of Him. Amen. He don't ask us to jump through hoops. He don't ask to do anything. He said, just learn of me. Now, what did the Bible say that He is? He said, learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. He said, I want you to learn of me. In other words, what He said, I want you to be more like me. He said, I want you to see me. He said, I want you to look at me. I want you to observe me. I want you to use me as an example of what you can be. Amen. He didn't come to be something that He wasn't. And He didn't have to try to be something. He came to be what He was. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Amen. There's never been a more gentle soul in this world than Lord Jesus Christ. He was meek of heart. He was gentle. Amen. But you know, He's also God of wrath. He can be, but He come to be a meek. He come meek and come lowly of heart. Amen. He said, learn of me. He said, learn of my meekness, my gentleness. They could watch Him as you read the Bible. You see Him as He goes out, and the Bible says time after time that He had love and He had compassion. Amen. He had compassion on those people that He met. And it didn't matter who they were. He had compassion. Showed them a meek spirit. Amen. A meekness of heart. That meekness is what makes Him who He is. That's how He was the Lamb of God. Amen. And because of His meekness, He was the precious Lamb of God. Amen. A lamb is a docile lamb. A lamb won't fight back. Did you know that? A lamb will not fight back. When they're accosted, when they're assaulted, when they're attacked, they just die. That's why He said He is the Lamb of God. He was meek and lowly, praise God. He come, praise God, He come to be that lamb. He come to suffer death. Amen. That's why He could be called our suffering Redeemer. Because He come meekly. He didn't come to fight. He didn't come to make war. If he had, he'd have won. He'd have called down 10,000 legions of angels. Praise God. But it wouldn't have took but one. Amen. But He could have called them down, and He didn't. He come meek and lowly, praise God. He come gently, amen, to show you and I who we could be. Amen. Meek and lowly before the Lord, before God. So the Lord comes as a lamb. He comes as a suffering Redeemer. Amen. He comes as our heavenly teacher. He comes to instruct us from the portals of glory. He come with a message, amen, not of Himself, but of the Heavenly Father. To show Him meekness, show kindness, to show love, to show us the love of God. Amen. That's why we need to look for, He said, if you would, He said, learn of Me. He said, if you'll learn of Me, you'll learn of the love of God. Amen. Do we have the love of God tonight? We hope we do. We'd like to, but we live in a world we don't see it much no more. We live in a place and a time that it's everybody for themselves. Amen. Used to if you had something happen and had a tragic event, amen, you'd see all the women and children getting out first. Nowadays, you see the women and children stuff the back and the men rushing for the door. Amen. We've lost that. We've got women that's deserting their children. We got people that's running off and giving up their families and their homes. Amen? Because there's no meekness, there's no lowness, there's no love of God in their hearts. That's why Jesus said you need to learn. He said you need some rest. He said you need a place, amen. You need some service to God, for God, with God. He said so you need that love of God to make it happen. So what we see here is the attitude of Jesus Christ as He said to learn of Him. We see His attitude, amen, when He says, learn of Me. He said, look at My meekness. Look at My gentleness. He said, be like Me. He said, what I'm doing is from the Father. Because the Father loves Me. And the Father loves you. And I just want to show you the love of God. Amen. You know, God takes no delight in having to rebuke us and to punish us. God don't like whipping me and you more than we do our children. You know, preacher, I like beating my youngins. Amen. I beat them every chance I get. Amen. Yeah, Malachi, you look like you've been abused, buddy. Yeah, boy. Amen. You like me, you should have got a whole lot more. Amen. But God don't want that. God wants to love on us. But He expects us to listen to Him. He expects us to follow. He expects to have given us some guidance from volume of the book. And He expects us to take that guidance, the instruction, amen. So that's why Jesus would say, learn of Me. That attitude, praise God, an attitude of learning from Him. And if we'll learn to, if we can learn this part, if we can learn how to be meek and lowly before the Lord, amen, how we can come with an attitude of Christ, praise God. Everything else begins to fall into place. Amen. When we come with a meek and a humble spirit, a gentle spirit, everything else. I can honestly say, my grandpa, my mama's daddy, he was probably the meekest, gentlest man I've ever met in my life. I've seen people treat him bad. I seen people hoodoo him one time. And I was thinking, boy, I'm going to see Papa get on him now. That old man cheated him just as... And Grandpa let it go. He got back in his old Chevrolet truck. Got back in there, fired it up, and started down the road. And I said, Papa, that wasn't right. He said, that's all right, son. Don't worry about it. He said, he has to live with it. I don't. Amen. He went on down the road, never said a word. And boy, it made me mad all over, all inside. That old fella cheating my papa. Amen. But praise God, he's the most meek and humble person I ever knew. Amen. I don't reckon I never heard him raise his voice, never heard him do anything out of ordinary. Amen. Because he loved the Lord. He loved this little old boy. Amen. You know how I know he loved the Lord? Because he loved me. Amen. He showed me the love of God He implanted that in my heart. Praise the Lord. Because he had that meek spirit. He said, learn of me. He said that he grew up, he lived, and praise God, he lived his life out according to the meekness of Christ. Amen. God help us, young'uns, to have a meekness. Amen. He said, I am meek. He's a meek soul, praise God. He said, learn of me. Not only did he have the attitude to learn of Jesus, but he also had the aptitude, that natural ability that he needed to have, praise God, to fulfill what God had sent him here for. Amen. The natural ability, praise God, he had the love of God in himself that he was able to give to the whole world. Amen. The natural ability to love old sinners. Amen. It's not a natural ability, me and you, but it was a natural ability to him. He said he was lowly in heart. Amen. In other words, he had a fitness for what he was doing. He had an ability to love like God did, because he was God in the flesh. Amen. He had that ability. He came, praise God. He said, I come meek and lowly of heart. And said, you shall find rest for your souls. He said, for my yoke is easy, my burden's light. You know what he said? He said, really, it's not that hard. Amen. He said, it's not that hard. He said, just try to love one another. Amen. Try to have a meek spirit. Amen. Not let stuff get you all tore up. Don't run around all in a hissy, all in a frazzle all the time. Amen. Like you're having a bad hair day every day. Amen? Hey, God, just do it me, cut it off. And I still have bad hair days. My hair puffs up all the time anymore. Is even cutting it short? I have to get me something, grease it down. I put on my CPAP and it rides right in here and it pushes my hair back and looks like I've got a something going on there. Amen? So I got to have bad hair day all the time. But that's all right, praise God. I'm able to get up and go, and I'm able to love the Lord. And praise God, I said, glory to God. I'm just glad, Brother Robert, I got a few hairs. Amen. Praise God, I could be. Well, I ain't going to go there. Some of you fellas. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the blessings that He gives us. But He said, learn of me. Meek in the Spirit. He said, it's easy. The burden's light. It's not that heavy. He said, just come with a meek and a lowly spirit. A meek and a lowly spirit. He said, learn of me. Amen. He said, seek me, find me. Amen. What is he saying to us? In closing, he says, what he's saying? He said, just come meekly. Come gently. Come kindly. And you'll find. Amen. He said, put away everything else. He said, just come with a meek and a humbly, a low spirit. Come meek and lowly. Meek with the guidance of God. He said, and you'll find what you need, praise God. Amen. He said, people will start looking at you different. You'll start seeing people different. Amen. You know, have you ever realized that sometimes the reason people are the way they are towards you is because of the way that you are towards them?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You can go to somebody and say something, and the way you say it makes all the difference in the world. You can call somebody a sorry, no accounts, this, that, or the other, with a scowl on your face, and so they'll put their face, they'll be ready to fight. But you can say, you old sorry, no account rascal, with a smile on your face, they'll just, yeah! Amen. Amen? It is. But he said if we'll come with a meek spirit, not with a mean spirit, with a meek spirit. Amen. Come before the Lord, praise God, meek, gentle. He said, learn of me. He said, just go through the book. He said, start looking at me. He said, you'll figure out what you need to do. He said, I'll begin to be an example. He said, you know what Jesus was saying here? Brother, he was saying, if you'll just watch me, I'll rub off on you. Yeah. Amen? He said, you'll start figuring it out. And said, you'll start liking what you're seeing. Amen? You'll start being meek. Start being gentle. You might even start being a little bit kind. Amen? Praise the Lord. It'll come out in you. But that's the way it ought to be. Ought to be a little bit of kindness in us. It changes everything. It changes everything about us. It changes us. Changes people we work with. Who we meet. Who we react with. Amen. It changes everything when we come with meekness to God. That's why He'd say, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He said, we need to learn of Him. Jesus said, you need to learn of me. You need to learn about me. He said, just look at me and let me be your example. He said, I'll show you the right way, because He is the way. Amen. The truth and the life. Praise God. I'm glad He is tonight, ain't you? Amen. There's nothing in this world we could do better than just learn of Jesus. Learn of Him. Every time we look, what are you saying? I'm saying as we study the book, we need to be looking for Jesus. Amen. Be looking for Jesus. Every time you open a book, be looking for Jesus. If you'll begin to look for Him, you'll find Him on every page. I promise.